From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to a White House source, President Barack Obama is set to nominate Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke to a second term. In remarks prepared for delivery tomorrow at an event in Massachusetts where the first family is vacationing, the president is expected to praise Bernanke's handling of the current financial crisis. The president is also said to announce the U.S. housing and credit markets have been, quote, saved from collapse, and that the U.S. auto industry is showing signs of life. Attorney General Eric Holder has picked Prosecutor John Durham to investigate the mistreatment of terror suspects. The move comes after the release of a declassified report that says CIA interrogators questioning September 11th terror suspects threatened to kill the children of one detainee. Meanwhile, the Obama administration said today when it comes to the questioning of terror suspects, the CIA is no longer in charge. Deputy White House Press Secretary Bill Burton said that does not mean, however, the CIA is totally out of the interrogation business.
The president's view is that intelligence gathering is best left to the intelligence community, and this is a way that the intelligence community can best operate, especially in these high-value instances.
According to the White House, the president has signed off on the creation of a new special unit whose jobs will include the interrogation of terror suspects. The group will be led by an FBI official with supervision from the White House. Mohammed Jawad, one of the youngest Guantanamo detainees, has been released and sent home to Afghanistan. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Jawad's lawyers said he was 12 years old at the time of his original detention. He was accused of throwing a grenade and injuring two American servicemen in Afghanistan in 2002. But all of these facts were in dispute. The U.S. government contended Jawad was 18 years old when he was captured. But the fact that he has grown 5 inches during his nearly 7 years of detention undermined that argument, and nearly all the evidence against him was thrown out after two judges concluded almost all of it was based on a confession that was the result of torture. In ordering Jawad released, Federal Judge Ellen Huvel told the prosecutor, "Your case is riddled with holes. It's gutted. It's an outrage." Still, the Obama administration said it might indict Jawad on criminal charges, but today he was flown to Afghanistan where he's now with his family. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Michael Jackson's death has been ruled a homicide, NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The LA Times blog, LA Now, says that a previously sealed search warrant affidavit was unsealed on Monday afternoon. The document reportedly revealed that the L.A. County coroner found lethal levels of propofol, a powerful anesthetic agent, in Jackson's system on the day he died. Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, reportedly told detectives that he'd given Jackson propofol at the singer's insistence to combat his chronic insomnia. Propofol is traditionally administered in a supervised medical setting in preparation for surgery. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR. Investigators in Oklahoma say they are continuing their investigation into the death of a pastor at a small church in a rural town and want to talk to people who live nearby. Police found the body of Carol Daniels yesterday inside the Pentecostal church in the town of Anadarkarka, some 60 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. They say she had suffered trauma but provided no details. The church is along a main road in the town of about 6,600 people and is located just one block from the local police station. Federal court has ruled against the state of Delaware's plan to allow legalized wagering on sports, NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Delaware had planned to allow betting on sports games as early as the final week of the NFL preseason, but has been barred from doing so by a federal appeals court. Earlier this year, Governor Jack Markell signed a bill permitting state-sponsored sports gambling with the intention of allowing betting on individual games in many sports. In 1992, Congress passed a nationwide ban on sports gambling, but exempted Delaware and three other states which had permitted gambling in the past. The professional sports leagues and the NCAA, in their lawsuit, argued that Delaware's new plan should be disallowed because it went beyond the more limited types of wagers that the state had offered in the 1970s. That argument lost in lower courts, but has now won the day. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The Veterans Administration is still trying to figure out how it happened. A notice that went out to 1,200 veterans across the country, mistakenly telling them they were suffering from a neurological disorder. The VA is blaming a coding error for the mistake. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 3 points. The Nasdaq lost 2 points today. The S&P was off a fraction. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.